if you were going to single out five pitchers that could replace the Clemens, Maddux, Glavine, Randy Johnson, who would those five be?
Well, it's interesting. I got three guys that got mentioned to me a ton and all the people I talked about, among players and pitching coaches, scouts, a couple of general managers. The three names I got all the time were Kerry Wood, which I would agree with entirely, as long as he holds up. And again, you know, the torque and that breaking ball. Matt Morris with the Cardinals. And Josh Beckett, who has pitched one game in AA. I found that fascinating. He apparently is that good. Now,
isn't he tall?
Yeah, he's a big, about 6'4". Great. I mean, he's fastball, incredible curveball. I mean, he, you know, I mean, he's Doc Gooden. That's what he reminds me of. I mean, and he's got a great presence. And Florida can afford to bring him along slowly because they have such good pitching. If I were to add two guys, I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. Hudson out in Oakland. I know some people say, well, you know, he's not that big, but Billy Beane made a great point. It's like arguing, you know, Greg Maddux versus John Smoltz. Over the career, as much as we all love Smoltz, over the career, who's going to have the most wins, the most innings, who's going to go directly to the Hall of Fame? Greg Maddux. But the guy I think is a real sleeper in this, and I you know, people all talk, well, he's got Hall of Fame stuff, but he's goofy. Of course, that's never bothered me, is A.J. Burnett in Florida. And, you know, I told A.J. the other day, and he was saying, well, you know, yeah, some people still, they're bothered by, you know, the nipple rings and the, you know. And
I'm about to get those. That's a big deal.
You know, some people think I'm a little goofy because I got all the tattoos and nipple rings. I said, hey, I live in Boston, 300,000 college students. You're the most normal guy on this team.
That's true.
I don't want to hear all, you know,